Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to a new video. My name is Myron and today we talk about the topic moving abroad. YouTube channel is kind of new and just a heads up, I want to produce a lot of content about this topic. My personal experience I made here in Canada, that's where I live now. It's my third year now here in Canada and this content is for everybody who's planning to move abroad, make a new experience, and it's gonna be very exciting because I have a bunch of stories. I will produce a lot of videos about Vancouver, that's where I lived for a whole year. I also lived in Toronto, had some great experience there. I'm also gonna produce videos about my travels. Gonna be very interesting, I would say. So let's start with the first topic. First, I want to jump into my story. I think it's kind of important. My story began, especially I'm talking about the moving abroad thing, in Germany. That's where I'm from. I'm from Hamburg. It's a great city. I have all my friends there and I really love Hamburg. I love Europe. It wasn't COVID. I was working. I had a pretty good job as an engineer. My salary was covered. I never stopped working actually in COVID. I was living in Hamburg. Had a great time with my friends, like everything you're gonna need for a nice life, you know? So like I had all my people, I had a good job and it was fun. But at one point, so like I have to mention my dream was always, I was always a fan of North America. So I traveled a lot to California, I traveled to Florida, I traveled to New York, spent some amazing time in the States and I was always attached to that lifestyle. Especially for Europeans, I would say. We are so interested like in America. It's crazy. I was always like in my mind going to America, like living a time in America. And I was thinking, what could I do? I tried like to apply for a job in the States. It was kind of hard, you know? So, and the thing is you have to get sponsored by a company. And it makes you also like kind of dependent. I was thinking like, hey, is it the right thing? Do you want to move to a like new country and like be kind of dependent on a company and on your visa? What happens when you lose the job, you lose your visa? So I kind of got aware about an open work permit in Canada. So I was like, hey, cool, Canada's nice. Like I never traveled to Canada, I've never been there, but it could be a cool step, you know? And I needed that in this time. I needed to change a bit. I was a bit tired of like the life in Hamburg. You know that feeling sometimes, it's like kind of, hey, is there more out there? I want some new opportunities because I grew up in this country, Germany, and what is out there in this life? You know, it's like the world is so big and like I'm young, you know, so like what I'm doing, I can't spend my whole life here in my home country, I would say like that, you know. I had a feeling inside and that's a really big advice I could give you, like listen to your mind and to your body, what you want in life, you know? So like everybody has goals and like follow these goals, like break them down, like realistic goals and like chase them, like get in contact with people who experience something that you want to experience. That helped me a lot because I was starting to search for experienced people and I found like an older wise guy on the internet. He was like a coach. But I didn't have a coaching, so like I became friends with him and he was like the first very big step into my moving abroad story. It was so interesting, such a good guy. We had a couple of phone calls, get to know each other, and he said like, hey Marvin, don't wanna sell you my coaching, you know, but like you sound like you're a great guy and I wanna give you some advice as what kind of steps you could do to make you step to North America. So he was American, but he said, I give you some advice like for jobs and apply for your visa. And this guy helped me a lot. And like, I'm so thankful for this experience because nobody is doing that anymore. Like giving you his free time, you know, like to help you. Everybody wants to sell everything, but that's kind of the nowadays life. So this guy really motivated me to make steps, and that feels so good when you make like small steps, and I felt so good and so motivated, and that's why every step came to each other. And I was looking for like, hey, how to apply in Canada. I found out that as a European, you have a really good chance to get a visa for 1 year, like a work and travel. You get your visa and you can move. And that's what I did. So I was kind of in my job situation, making my steps, and I already told myself, hey, Marvin, you're already on your way, you know? So like, it felt kind of stupid to stop with that. Of course, it can be scary to leave everything behind. That's what I also did. So like, I quit my job, or I had to plan like how to quit my job. I had to plan like, hey, how am I gonna communicate it to my friends and family? I wanna live 20 hours from my home country. So you also have to have a family who support you in that. If they don't give you the emotionally support and like support you also like in the steps. So, and lucky like my friends were excited that make a new opportunity. So like make it happen. I feel so grateful for that. I was like, yeah, I have the right people in my life. Felt kind of easier to plan all the steps. I told my mom, I told my dad, I told my sister, my brother, and everybody was like, hey, we're happy for you, you know, like do it. So I came to a point, it was in February 2021. I think that was like the second wave after COVID. I was quitting my job, and we have like in Germany, we have a quitting period of like a month, can go up to 3 months, depending how long you're in the company. It's not like in America, so like, or in Canada here, that you give notice a day before you leave. I marked like another thing from my list, you know, so like I lived kind of flexible because I was an engineer, was traveling a lot in Germany. That was kind of my good thing. So I had an apartment, but it was like a sublease, so it was easy to quit. I quit my sublease as well. And then it got really serious. And like at this time, I also like got approved my visa. And it was kind of cool because you can activate your visa whenever you want, you know? So like you have a year or something like that. And then everything came to each other. I kind of sold everything I had, like all my furniture was kind of such a weird feeling, I swear. It's so weird when you sell everything. But like also make sure that you don't sell everything. So like keep the things you emotionally attached, I would say. But like keep the things you love, you know? That's what I also did. And it was in February, it was cold, it was winter, and my job ended also like in March or something like that, the first March. Everything was like completely planned because I quit my job and I could leave. So I kind of saw my friends the last time, did the things, like I was riding my motorcycle the last time around the Alster Lake. Everybody who was in Hamburg who knows the Alster Lake. And I was felt so nostalgic. I was like, damn, Marvin, it's happening. It's really happening. And I was like, I was excited, you know, it's an exciting feeling. It's sad, you know, so like you're gonna hug your friends for the last time. It was really sad, like a nice experience is waiting for me. But like also, I remember my friends in Berlin, I hugged them, they were like, Marvin, we're so happy you're going. And I was like, yeah. And it feels like a little bit unreal. This is like 3 years or like 2 years apart from that moment when I left the first time. And I can tell you, it's not the end of the world. So you can always go back. You can see your friends. You can visit your family, even when you're really attached to your family and friends. But like, that's the price you have to take. You know what I mean? And as long as I said, so like support you with all your things and your choice to move abroad, everything is gonna be completely fine. They can visit you, they can call you. And nowadays we have really the options, you know? We can call each other on WhatsApp completely free. You can send you packages, you can video call. Like we have everything we need, you know? So like nowadays life is so easy and we have so much technologies to make it happen that we see each other. So that really helps. And a good advice also like for how much should you see your friends or like call your friends? Like for the first time, I can really say, do it like enough, you know? So like, but don't do it every day. It makes it more hard for you because you're gonna see your friends every day on video call and you're gonna miss your life maybe, you know? And like, you're gonna think, hey, was it the right decision? So like, is it is it a good feeling like that it makes you more sad than it is? Like, give it a chance, like, because you, when you do that, so like also when you travel something like that, go fully in your travel, go fully in your moment, do it for the first months, you know, like to find yourself, do it for, I don't know, the experience. Like, you can waste so much time when you're always on your phone, texting your friends, texting your family, call them, you know, you're gonna miss everything you're gonna experience. And that's another story. Before I moved to Canada, I was like traveling for 4 months, like through Central America. I started in Cuba, went to Mexico, I went to Panama, I went to Costa Rica, I went to Colombia, I went back to Mexico. And I have to say, I made it also like a big mistake, because I was sometimes not really in the moment. That's what you really learn when you do that. You're gonna be in the moment. You're gonna learn how nice it is to not be in your head. I'm gonna do a full video about my travel. It's gonna be real nice because I did it all by myself. And if you ever like planning also like traveling solo for multiple months in like different countries, you're gonna love that video, because I made so many experiences. It's a culture shock. When you're from Europe or anywhere else, it's a culture shock, but it's nice. But yeah, so back to the topic, moving abroad. Like, why I chose Canada? I know it was not the United States, but like, it gave me the good opportunity to move to a country with a visa. I can work, I speak the language. Like, English is not my first language, but like over the years you're gonna see, you make a huge jump. You can learn a new language, you learn new friends, you're gonna experience a new culture. There's so many benefits you take. And it's not like just for young people, I would say like for everyone. Like, I heard so many people say like, what if I don't find a job? I don't know, I'm too old for that. You're never too old for something. Who said that? So like, that's such a bullshit. You're never too old for something. You're never too inexperienced for something. The world is completely open for us. We have to take the chances. And like, taking actions is the most important thing. Like, of course, sometimes you are like in life situations that can be very hard. So for example, you have a family. So it's not easy like to tell your family, hey guys, I'm gonna move to another country. So like, you have to make the step with your family. Maybe like you're in a financial crisis, something like that, and you don't know really like where to start. My advice is like, when you have a situation, like analyze the situation, find solutions, and that's gonna lead you to the success. And it's never like impossible to do anything. If you're in a relationship, talk to your partner, talk about your needs. Even when your partner is really like attached to your hometown where you're from, or never wanted to plan move abroad, maybe you can convince your partner for a certain time. You don't have to go forever. That's why I also like told myself, you know, I'm not going, leaving my country and never can come back. You can always come back. Make you experience it. It's taking your fear 100%. When you say like, hey, I'm doing that for myself, I'm going for a year and then I can come back to try it out. Perfect. Like, talk also like to your company. It's what I did. They offered me like, you always like can come back. The door is open. If it's not working out and it's not like how you imagined it like to be, come back, Marvin, you have a job. Talk to your job, talk to your family, talk to your partner in relationship. You're wondering how open people are to you. They don't want to scare you away. They're not mad at you, someone like that. Like, they're happy for you. You're gonna realize that. I met so many people who did work and travel together. That's possible, you know. So you just have to make sure that the person you're traveling with wants the same as you, unless this can be like very complicated, I would say. Like, imagine your partner doesn't want to go to America, for example, like a certain country in Asia, something like that, like what they're catching up with, you know. So you have to understand. And like, maybe you find like a place where you want to move together. We like that both, you know, so like, that's working out. Another important thing, the financial situation. So I was really wondering how expensive it can be to move abroad. It's crazy. The good thing is, like, when you sell everything, you make a bunch of money, so you can save up that. Also, like, make sure when you're in your job, save up money, put it in an account, like, don't spend that money. We all know, like, life is wonderful and we want to spend certain things on special things. Make sure that you plan and also, like, calculate how much money do you need. It's a difference when you move to New York, for example, and you move to Texas on the countryside. What's the difference? In New York, you don't need a car. And in Texas, you need a car to get around, because unless it's impossible. Also here in Canada, if I wouldn't have a car, I would, like, die of hunger, I would say, because it's impossible. You need a car here to get around, to do your errands, to get your groceries. I was aware of that, you know. I'm moving to Canada and I need a car. So I had, like, a budget for my car, and I bought an old truck. But that's another story when I talk about my move to Vancouver. It's another video, because it's gonna be too long. Yeah, deposit, because you have to live anywhere. Like, that's the difference. Make sure what you want. Do you wanna go abroad to travel? Like, jump in from country to country? Or you wanna move abroad and you're more the type of, hey, I wanna settle down a little bit for a year. I wanna have my apartment. I want to have my little life in that town, you know, and, like, building up friendships. So that's a completely different lifestyle. You're traveling, you meet people, and spending a certain time with people, unless you don't have a travel partner where you do everything together. You know? So make sure what you want and plan that ahead, because I was in a situation, I was, like, tired of, like, all this traveling. I was aware, hey, I'm doing my 4 months of traveling, and then I want to settle for a year in a place, because I needed that. Coming back to my slow life, you know, because when I was an engineer, I was traveling, I was driving crazy in Germany. I was sometimes driving from Hamburg to Munich. It's about 12 hours, and I did that weekly, like, going from Hamburg to Munich and from Munich back to Hamburg. And I was crazy. I was, like, so tired of this traveling thing. So I was aware of, when I go, I move in my apartment. Also, another thing, don't plan too much, because it's not possible. And you're gonna see how nice it is not to plan anything ahead. Everything should stand. Your visa should stand. It's like that you can work in that country or, like, wherever. Also, like, it's a nice opportunity when you travel and have an online job. It's so nice. It keeps you productive. You're not, like, standing up every day and you're like, hey, what I'm gonna do, and just spending money. It's nice to have an income. That's important. Make sure where you wanna go, the destination, and if you're gonna travel alone or with someone. Because when you're not ready to travel alone, and I was kind of the person, or I have the personality, I can easily go by myself and just go for it, you know? So, like, I'm jumping in the cold water. Some people can't do that, and I can't understand that, you know? I just want to check if my microphone is still on. I'm talking 30 minutes on my first video. That's insane. 30 minutes. Quick advice I can give you, like, do it. When you have it in your feeling, when you have it and you feel like it's meant for it, don't hesitate, because it's not gonna be easier. Don't wait, because when you wait, it's not gonna happen anyways. I felt like when I waited more to make my first steps to my moving abroad story, I got more scared. It's a scary process, you know? It's a scary process, but as I mentioned, it's nice. And it's not gonna kill you. It's an experience. It's gonna happen automatically. Just do your steps. Don't wait for that. And also, like, don't inform yourself too crazy. Make it happen. Like, meet people. Go to your first place. So, like, I'm gonna talk in my next video about that. And life is meant for that, you know? Like, you're gonna be a lot more chill. So, like, I can really say, like, hey, I don't know. I don't wanna know, like, what happened if I wouldn't made that steps and I wouldn't made that experience right now. it's gonna lead you to anything. I'm gonna talk about everything in my next video. I'm gonna dive in my Vancouver story. It's gonna be exciting because I worked for Netflix film sets in Vancouver in less than a year. Yeah, stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe to that new channel. Make sure to give it a like so the algorithm gets aware of that and that more people can see that content. And for now, we're good. And thanks for watching. Have a good day. Bye.